Well, good morning, everybody, and a merry, merry Christmas. It's still Christmas, you know, 12 days of Christmas. The joy of the incarnation is so great that one day isn't enough, and so the church celebrates Christmas for 12 days up until the Epiphany, when the three wise men joined the scene and got there to Bethlehem. It's the Holy Family that we celebrate today, early on in this Christmas season, and we do so every year. I always find it very beautiful because it's like the church knows that this is the time when normally, in a non-COVID world, all the families come together and are with each other. It's as simple as that. Christmas is a family affair. And the family gathers together during these sacred moments. And so it's the family that we're meant to think about and reflect on today, and our readings have provided us a beautiful way of doing it. I've also put in your pews, everybody can get one of these, it's a little cheat sheet for the homily because there's so many things I wanted to pack into it, and I thought you'd forget them all. And so, so I thought, well, I'll put them all out here on a piece of paper. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time with each one, but I am going to tell you that most of these came from the Pope, Pope Francis. He said a year ago, he said, everybody, look at the nativity set and think about your family. He says, when we see the nativity set, we remember that when God came to earth, he came into a family and that he sanctified in doing so the life of the family and reminded the whole world that the family is a sacred and important thing. And God could have come in a billion different ways, but he came into a family. And that's what we see when we look into the stable. And he said, when you look into the stable, you also see a mess, as sometimes our families can be. It's kind of not organized. It's not the ideal situation, perhaps. But that's the family. The family isn't always perfect. The family is a source of great joy, which we see looking at the stable. But you have to recognize in looking at the stable that there's also a bit of a mess going on there. It's where animals ate and pooped and did all that stuff, you know. And it was a disastrous kind of environment. But the Lord God comes into that place and sanctifies it. Pope Francis said that when you look at the stable, you notice that everybody is looking at Jesus. Nobody is looking at themselves or even looking at each other. They're all looking at Jesus, a Christ-centered family, as all of ours should be. And you look at Jesus, and Jesus isn't looking at himself. He's got his arms wide open to embrace everybody. And there's extended family there. There's non-blood family there. Jesus embracing all of them, looking out to them to love them. I told you last year, family could be an acronym. Forget about me, I love you. And as much as we remember that, forget about me, I love you, F-A-M-I-L-Y, like the family is a sacred holy place when it's Christ-centered and we forget about ourselves and put the other ones first after Christ. All right? And so that's point number one. Point number two, we should consecrate our families to the Lord every day. And this is a nice little prayer that you can put this thing in your Bibles or something where you'll use it every day. And to consecrate your family, you may say, well, my family doesn't all live here anymore. They live in another state. Well, you can still lift them up in prayer and consecrate them. You may say, I'm only a kid. Well, you can consecrate your family too. It's not just for the parents. Everybody, grandparents, children, parents, God, everybody can come in here and consecrate the family to the Lord. Here's a beautiful prayer to do just that. The good Lord says that when we build our life on solid ground, it stands firm. But if we build our life on anything else like sand, it will fall down when a storm comes. We build our families, we dedicate them, we consecrate them to Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and they will stand firm, come whatever trials may come. They're built on rock. The foundation is secure. Okay, the third thing is for married couples. Here are your vows. These are the vows that you promise to each other and to God on the wedding day, either in this church or another Catholic church someplace. And it's always a beautiful thing to pray your vows daily. And in your holy time, not necessarily to each other, but in your own little personal time with God every day, to remember your wedding day and to pray these vows. And the line that always moves me is to love you and to honor you. That we remember what we promised. And it keeps the small things small. Like the fact that the husband hasn't put the dishes away in 2 years, or, you know, whatever. It keeps the small stuff small when we remember the beauty of the wedding day, the beauty of marriage, and the beauty of these vows. Okay, number four, this is for parents. This is a great tradition that has not been lost with most of the Hispanic community here, but has been lost in many other places. But you bless your kid every day. Especially with holy water is the best way. But that you bless the kid in the morning, at the early part of the day, and right before they go to bed at night. You bless them before they go to school. You bless them before they leave the house. You bless them all the time. Because it reminds a bunch of things. It reminds you, like as the parents, that this child is a gift. Like this child who drives me bonkers is a gift. And it reminds you that your job as their parent or grandparent, godparent, is to bring them to heaven, to bring them to Jesus. That's the most important job that you have. Don't fail in it, you know? And like when we do that, it reminds us of the baptism day. It also reminds the kid that to whom I belong. I belong to God. I belong to my family. I'm baptized. We got families here and the kids are 18, 19 years old. And the parents, I'm thinking of a few families in the Hispanic community here. And they still do that before the kid goes anywhere. Well, I bet they make them think twice before they do something stupid, you know. All right. And so very important. Start that tradition when the kid is a baby if you can. Because then you do it every day several times and it's not weird, you know, when they turn 15, you know. But it's a beautiful tradition. Okay, the next thing, turn the page, is for kids to talk to grandparents. Listen to what Pope Francis says. The grandparents have memory, have roots, and it will be the grandparents that give roots to the children. Please, do not let your children become uprooted without the memory of a people, without the memory of faith, without the memory of values. And who will help children to do this? The grandparents. They must talk with the grandparents, says the Pope. Isn't that beautiful? And so it's always an important thing, you know, to plug. I've been doing several funerals lately of some really, really holy people for whom God was everything. Church was everything. And those values of those people need to be instilled in the hearts of the youth, of the children. Have the grandparents talk to the grandchildren often about their faith especially. Okay, the next thing is that we should pray together as families. We know that that is the best way to stay a Christ-centered. Start of the day, pray together. End of the day, pray together. Meal prayers, pray together. Bible stories, read them. Holy hours with children in front of the Blessed Sacrament. The most wonderful thing, like to take your kids literally to Jesus and be in front of Jesus with the kids. The most wonderful thing. I see families here all the time and it makes my heart very happy. But then I think about how happy God must be to have these holy families in front of Him, in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Beautiful. And to pray. And of course, never, ever, 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 ever neglect taking your child to Sunday Mass. The most important thing that we could ever, ever do to build, to connect our child to the Lord. All right? These are to keep our families happy, healthy, and holy. Number seven, this is for parents. And number seven and seven, both sevens, you get 11 for the price of 10, because I don't know how to number here. But like both of these, I think that sometimes parents can get tired and they can wonder if all of it is really worth it. And the sacrifices that go unthanked and unrecognized and unapplauded every day that parents make, these are some prayers that can help you through that. To give without counting the cost, toil not to seek for rest, labor and not to ask for any reward, except knowing that you do God's will. And then the next one, one of my favorite prayers. What? Giving again? I said in dismay, it seems I just keep giving and giving and giving away. Oh no, said the angel, piercing me through. Just give until God stops giving to you. And God never stops giving. And so neither should we in our families and to Almighty God. Okay, here's number 8. Don't forget our spiritual fathers and mothers. Here's a nice little prayer that you can remember our priests and religious with this prayer. And also the seminarians and those who are considering giving their life to God as a priest or religious. This is a really good prayer. The next thing, and remember in our gospel today, we heard about Anna and Simeon, who were not related to Jesus by blood, but who were spiritual powerhouses, a spiritual father and a spiritual mother to a whole community of people, and including Jesus. Okay, number 9, be thankful. Concretely, what am I thankful for in this person in my family, this person in my family, this person in my family today? And to be concrete in our daily prayers in gratitude to God for the ways that our family members have blessed us. Otherwise, we can focus on the negative an awful lot. But let's focus on the positive. Okay, the last thing is to remember that a child is always a blessing. A child is the most wonderful gift. There's a beautiful saying from a holy priest that one of our parishioners was telling me about. After the tabernacle, a newly baptized baby is the holiest thing on earth. And a baby is a gift. Abraham and Sarah in our first reading were desperately praying for a child. There's a lot in the Bible that we're praying for children. And a child is the most wonderful gift, which is why we as Catholics always believe that contraception would be a mortal sin. We want children. Children are the most extremely wonderful gift, and we thank God for them. We thank God for each and every one of them, and we pray for many more good, holy families in our own family, in our own church family, and in our own world. The family is such a gift. It causes headaches too, as we all know, but it causes so many more blessings. So let's thank God for our own families, for our church family, and let's ask God to continue to sanctify and increase the number of holy families in our world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.